This sucks more than anything that has ever sucked before.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
You know what else sucks?
Don't do it.
The Green Bay Packers.
You bastard.
Yeah, man. You.
All right.
You know what else sucks? Aaron Rodgers.
All right. All right. You son of a bitch.
Even Butthead knows he sucks.
I know. Butthead, out of all the people. No, I'll take it today. I'll take it today. It's true.
We scored and Aaron didn't.
It takes away a little bit of the sting when it's in that voice.
It takes a little bit of the sting.
A little bit. It's kind of like, that's funny. That's funny.
No playoff. Green Bay sucks.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Some rock news quick hits. Papa Roach have released another song from Who Do You Trust, which is due out on January 18th. Elevate is on all digital platforms now. I'm very excited for that album to drop. Also, All That Remains and In Flames will team up for a late winter tour that starts February 12th. 12th?
12th.
On the 12th.
February 12th.
In Houston, it wraps up March 7th. In Pontiac, Michigan. There you go. Also in your rock news.
You got a hole in your lip?
12 gap in my teeth. Now that we know who is being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame next year, the question is, who will do the induction speeches? It's still early days, but we posed the question to some of the honorees. Phil Manzanera, guitarist of Rocky Music, tells us another member of the Rock Hall he would have liked to induct his band.
Obviously, it would have been Bowie, you know, but now, I don't know. I have to think about that.
Well, yeah, it's not going to be Bowie now. Def Leppard singer Joe Elliott had a few qualifications for the person that would have to meet in order to induct Def Leppard.
Logic would say that there's a few people out there, even some mysterious ones to us, that would say, you know, I'm a huge fan. I would love to do it. It has to be somebody that we've got a connection to and that understands us.
They record him with a potato?
Def Leppard guitarist Phil Collins said it could be one of the guys from Kiss.
I think when we got an American Music Award years ago, we had Paul and Gene. They done it, so that was nice. So, I don't know. Let's see.
Pressed about it later in the day, Collins said Queen guitarist Brian May would have been an obvious choice, or Ian Hunter, who was the singer of Mott the Hoople, was a big influence on Joe. Colin Blundstone says he would be happy with whoever the Hall chooses to induct the Zombies, but there would have been an obvious choice.
The thought crosses my mind, it would have been great if Tom Petty had been there, because he's been such a huge supporter of ours, and I'm sure our thoughts will be with him. He was so generous to us, and it's so sad that he won't be there, but I think he'll be with us in spirit, and I'm sure he'll be looking down on us and patting us on the back at long last.
Petty would have been on the short list to induct Stevie Nicks, who tells Rolling Stone, quote, if Tom Petty had lived, he could have come and played Stop Dragging My Heart Around with Me, and that breaks my heart. The 2019 induction ceremony will be held on March 29th at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York.
You know, they should ask. They should ask Aaron Rodgers. He's got plenty of time on his hands.
You know what? I had a nice new rock segment here.
Hey.
Talking about that, and then you come in with your mouth and your words.
You know what? You barrage my sports all the time. You know what? You deserve it. Brock and